The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, Linda's on assignment, Jared's here. Good morning, everybody, the 12th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with the weather. And what else? Just the weather. And what national day is it?
Today is Farmer's Day.
Okay, I can go for that.
And Free Thought Day.
Free Thought Day, yeah. In America? Well, that's dangerous.
All right. Currently it's 49 degrees. Today we have a red flag warning until 7 p.m. We're going to see a high today of 71, a low of 47 with a slight chance of showers tonight. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds, a high of 69, a low of 46. On Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 75, a low of 49. On Friday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 79, a low of 46. Saturday, a high around 81, a low of 48. And on Sunday, a high around 82 with a low of 47.
Okay, your air quality index is 24, which is good. And the weather report's brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here in the studios with Turtle Bay and David Mong and Julia Cronin. And Julia is in charge of all the exhibits. You are the exhibiteur.
I am the curator, or the curatrix, my nickname.
curatrix better.
My license plate says.
Oh, is that right?
Straight out of Harry Potter.
Okay. A lot of things going on.
There are.
We had Randy Slaughter on.
Oh, yes.
Last week. Yeah. Talking about the diorama.
It is up through the beginning of January at Turtle Bay right now.
And what exactly is the diorama she's talking about?
For those of you who've been to the state capitol, the annex has a slot for every county to display what it's proud of, kind of its identity. And the last diorama had been made in 1993, so it was not as up-to-date as they had hoped. So Randy led a campaign to create a new diorama after kind of watching what children did. You know, some counties have videos, some counties have, you know, various different things. And she knows that the diorama has actually got more attention from children. Mm-hmm. So she led a campaign to get a new diorama made by Nixon Gerber, who are a very famous pair of miniaturists, also art photographers, who build these things for people. They've moved to Ohio.
I'm
not sure if that's a pandemic thing or what, but they drove it out here. They were at the event. It was really nice. They're lovely, lovely ladies, amazing artists. And the new diorama, so, is on display at Turtle Bay, and then it's going to go on a little tour before it goes to the Capitol, because in the midst of all this, the Capitol chose to tear down its annex.
Yeah.
So there's no dioramas right now. Yeah. So, it's going to go around and then go down to the Capitol and represent Shasta County, and it's beautiful.
It is. And so that's on display right now. And she was talking about that people really liked our diorama.
Yeah.
Old one. So
even the old one. Yeah.
Even I've seen photos of this new one, but it's down there at Turtle Bay right now.
Oh, the old one, by the way, did not get thrown away. It's actually going to go to Shasta Caverns. It's sitting in our loading dock right now.
Okay. Right. Hey, look, I'm going to take an early break, and then we come back and we can finish with all the other great things that are going on. You know what? Getting back from a weekend and being on the move the whole time, nothing is better than getting back in your Sleep Number bed. Our new Sleep Number bed is, and we've had this one now for, about 6 months. We had others for about 6.5 years. And I can tell you that there's nothing better than sleeping in a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is different in this bed than the other one. It's 35. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is 25. And the amount of sleep has so much to do with your mental health and your physical health that why not get a good night's sleep every night? And right now, you can save up to $800 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed plus special financing for a limited time. Now, that special financing is subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Go to our Street Number store in the Target Shopping Center. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
I'm Patrick Gorman from Gorman Law, and I want to tell you something that your employer and their insurance company won't. Workers' compensation laws are designed for you to win. Are you and your family worried about your work injury? Did you know that even an old injury that has gotten worse because of work is covered by workers' compensation insurance? Insurance companies deny paying for everything they can, even when it makes your injury worse. Don't rely on what they tell you. Call me for a free and confidential consultation. 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168. Let me fight for you and your family.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yeah, I like that song. Good morning. Tuesday, the 12th of October, and we're here with our friends from Turtle Bay. Of course, whoa, I just spilled coffee almost everywhere. Julia Cronin and David Mong. Hey, that was...
Should have brought my poncho.
That's
my splash zone over here.
That's why I have a top on this. I could use a where's my producer? I've got in here already. I've got the paper towels because I do this. Okay. And we're here from Turtle Bay.
It's a good thing I'm not animatronic.
We're used to the animals at Turtle Bay splashing us and stuff
anyway.
Come on,
I missed you. I missed you, really.
You did.
I kind of missed you.
We're all safe.
So, where's my producer? Clean me up. Okay, David, the... Festival of Lights.
Yes, Redding Garden of Lights is coming up.
Garden of Lights. Well, you know, I'll get it right.
Either way, it sounds festive.
But it's lights. Okay, the Garden of Lights. We're talking, last year was 1 million lights.
Yeah.
1 million.
Yes.
That's a lot of lights.
Slightly over 1 million lights. We've got a few new additions this year, which I can't disclose because it's going to be a surprise. But
okay.
It'll be a little bit
bigger
than last year.
It'll be bigger, but it'll be different,
yeah.
too. Mm-hmm. Now, last year was just wonderful. I know you went, Julia. Linda and I went twice.
Oh, yeah, it was really nice.
So much fun.
We took her parents with us, and they're, 90 and 88, and they got around there fine. Of course, they get around fine. They're like mountain goats. They can go anywhere. It was just a wonderful experience, and it was a huge success.
Yeah, it was great.
You know,
we sold out
every night last
year.
People were worried. And I can't, are people going to show up? During the middle of COVID,
yeah.
People were there.
Well, people like something they can do outside.
And it was outside.
Yeah, nice to be outside.
Oh, my gosh.
Get out of your
and,
house.
So this year it's going to be bigger.
Yeah, this year will be slightly bigger, a few new added additions. So if you went last year, still going to be all the fun and cool features that we had last year, plus a few extra. We got the food trucks and stuff in there and concessions. You can get yourself a hot chocolate. And I think we had some gourmet mac and cheese last year, which I'm hoping comes
you
back as well.
You had some hot toddies going last year, I might point out.
Of the hot toddies, too.
The hot toddies were great.
And then you just take it at your own pace, walk through the gardens. Luckily, this year, capacity can be a little bit bigger, so we're hoping that we can get some more people in there. I know there were a few last year after it sold out that were upset they couldn't get in there, so we're able to get a few more in there this year.
Well, I tell you what, the parking, you got the whole rodeo grounds to park in. And this time, we used the rodeo grounds to park in because the first time we went for the media and the members that first night,
mm-hmm.
and we just kind of strolled in.
Yeah.
And the next time we brought our parents in, it was like, "Whoa, here, let me drop you guys off." No, you don't have to drop us off. Well, I said when we came out, "How about if I just come pick you up?" Oh, okay, because we parked out there a little bit, but it's well worth it. People cycle in and cycle out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's why we have time ticketing. It's partly because of making sure people have a place to park.
Yeah, and how long does it take you? How long did it take last year to get through it?
I mean, about an hour.
An hour.
You can take as much time as you like once you get in there, but to walk at a steady pace through about an hour.
Yeah, I think it took Linda a little bit less than I that the first time. The second time around, it took us the 4 hour.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sit there because you've got benches, and you can enjoy things like the lights. Flashing to the music, or in time, I should say, in time to the music, like that. Geckos, lizards, turtles.
Yeah, we try to keep the theme in there, even with the lights, kind of what Turtle Bay is about, as appreciating nature and the world around us.
Oh, my gosh, it was beautiful. And when's that going to open now?
That opens on November 19th and goes through December 31st. Tickets are on sale now, so you can get them at RedingGardenOfLights.org or TurtleBay.org. Either way, you can get to the tickets.
Now, how much tickets cost?
Oh, tickets... I should know that off the top of my head. I believe they start at 14 and go up to 18.
Okay. Something like that.
They're under $20 for, children, adult, depending on those. And then they're different rates depending on the night as well. Peak nights on the weekend are a little bit more than if you go during the week. And it's open Wednesday through Sunday during the week. Yeah.
Also, pre-sale is your best bet.
Make sure you get
your ticket online.
That way you can pick
which
day you want to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Pick your day. Make sure
pick
you
your
get
time.
In there.
Yeah.
And then we also do group rates, too. So if you have a company or just a group of 50 people or more, you can get a little bit of a discount if you do group rates. And, of course, Turtle Bay members get a discount as well. So always worth getting that Turtle Bay membership to save on Garden of Lights tickets.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
And Turtle Bay membership is only...
Only $90 for a family membership. You can come as many times as you like for the entire year. So definitely worth it. If you come 2-3 times, already paid for itself.
That's a that's 2 adults and 4 kids.
Yeah.
So
doesn't even have to be your kids.
Doesn't even have to be your kids.
Just gather some kids, bring them to Turtle Bay.
That's
random
right.
children in the street. Yep.
Random children in the street. You know.
They're causing trouble, take them to the museum.
I could have had 3 of them the other day, right here. not mine. Okay, now. That is such, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's coming on. Are you going to have another media night?
We are going to have another media night, I believe, with employees and media to come out and preview it before the rest of the public. So, you can tell everybody how great it is after that.
That's right. And the next morning we just went, oh, my God. Linda, Linda, it's always good to do it like on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Then Linda's on Friday morning gushing over it. But there was a lot to gush at last year.
And we have wonderful. One more surprise with it, too, this year.
Okay.
Which tickets aren't officially on sale yet, but they will be by the end of the month. But mark your calendars. This year we're doing New Year's Eve at Garden of Lights. So if there's no place you'd rather be than Garden of Lights under all the magical twinkling lights for New Year's Eve as midnight strikes and we do the countdown, you can be there this year. So it'll all be 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. At Garden of Lights.
Champagne available?
Champagne just available.
Oh, okay.
And there'll be self-serve bars, I believe, throughout the gardens along with food trucks. And there'll be two stages, one at each end of the gardens, one with the DJ, one with the bands, too. So we can ring in the new year with some music, some drinks, and have a good time at Garden of Lights.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And this way you can also stay outside, you know, away from the crowds. Mm-hmm. It'd be great. You know, your crowd's outside. So.
Yeah, yeah. And there's plenty of places to sit around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we have over? What are the exhibits besides the diorama, which we talked about?
Besides the diorama, right. Well, we have two big exhibitions open right now in our galleries. We've got the Reading and the Roaring Twenties, which I did talk about last time.
Oh, yeah.
It was just opening. It's been really popular. We're really excited.
What's in that?
Well, we take a real social history look at Reading 100 years ago. And so it's everything from transportation. So we borrowed a 1916 Model T. And we had a little car show on the 18th of September, which was really fun outside.
Real cars.
Real cars.
Okay.
Real cars.
Model T.
So the Model T.
Model T's.
It was there were some Dodges and it was the Horseless Carriage Club came out in force. They were wonderful.
But all cars that drove in the 20s.
Right. Except it had to be before 1929.
The 1920s. We have to clarify now. Which 20s we're talking about.
So we have a car in there. We've got fashion. We've got, like, retail history. We've got school history. We have your house in the 1920s and sort of what products and things you would have bought, what made Reading famous in the 20s, sort of what was going on with demographics, all that stuff. It depends. You know, there's, like, lots of different interest points you can come into. And then we also have, because everybody needs to really get their kids in there and do active stuff, especially as it gets colder. We have How People Make Things, which is from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, and it is based on the Mr. Rogers factory tours. And we brought in two new funders to Turtle Bay this year, which is Seco and Knopf, on that exhibition. So they get to feature a little bit about what they do as manufacturers also, which is fantastic. Knopf makes fiberglass, and Seco makes components and all kinds of fun things like
GPS stuff. I love those.
So they make things.
Yeah, they make things. Oh. Yeah, and then we...
One of my favorite shows on TV.
Yeah.
When I watch, regular TV is... How Are Things Made?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just, everything from those... German sausages.
No sausage in our exhibit.
No, but how they do it.
Yeah.
And to, making the machines that make things that are just, Sierra Pacific has that over there. They should have their own exhibit about how they invented ways of trimming logs. They just come through by computer with a gentleman that's there that's got lots of experience, and if he sees the wrong angle by just a couple degrees, he can change it right there to make a cut. Unbelievable.
Well, it's a lot more efficient product-wise, but it's also safer because you have a lot fewer individuals out there riding around on saws and things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds great. Yeah. And I want to thank Julia personally because we were trying to get – we wanted to get the Marine Corps exhibition,
which
paintings.
Looks like it's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
It looks like it's going to happen.
And
haven't signed the contract yet, but it looks like it's going to happen.
And what it is, what we're talking about, is the World War One.
No,
World
it's
War Two.
Not even
oh, no.
that.
It's, oh, it's from. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
it's from World War Two on, and it's a selection from the Marine Corps art archive. They actually have.
There's a big Marine Corps museum back in Quantico, and they've got thousands of exhibits and thousands, I'm sure, that are in storage. But this is their art exhibition.
And the Marines who do the art are actually recruited because they're artists. But they're Marines, but they're artists. So it's not just like, hey, random Marine person, do you want to sketch something? They literally recruit these people, like the WPA recruited artists to record things. So,
I didn't realize that.
And so we're looking at that for that would be sort of January of 2023.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that worked out because I saw it and I approached you and you got all over it. But it was just
timing.
It was just timing from them, and it has to be a certain size. And
well,
I didn't realize that
COVID helped us because one of the presidential libraries, I believe, couldn't take it when they wanted their slot, so they were able to get it into us.
That's great, and and I tell you what, that is, I can't wait to see
it.
It's
going to be beautiful.
And it's going to be combat art from Afghanistan, Iraq. From World War II on, essentially.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oh, that's great. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. Well, you know what? Turtle Bay is now also, and I'm not going to get into this with you because this is completely out of your bailiwick. They're in this a group of four that wants to purchase land and kind of repurpose the land for Reading down there around the Civic. I imagine that's going to work out. If it works out, you know, I don't know what the city council is going to do.
Yeah.
I would think that they're going to move forward with it, but this could have a great, significant, positive impact on Turtle Bay and what goes on down there as far as being able to expand out and do some things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It'd be great to utilize some more of that riverfront property over there. And, again, nothing's official yet, so we don't know what's happening.
Everybody's going to have a chance to weigh in on this.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. And then move from there. So, but it's going to be good. If it does happen, it's going to be good for Turtle Bay. It's going to be good for our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And that's something we'd like to just, you know, emphasize too, is like, it's not going to by any means tear down Turtle Bay. Like, Turtle Bay is not going anywhere. You know, McConnell and everyone's always had are back in the community. We've had a lot of people just coming in being like, oh, is Turtle Bay going to be, like, torn down and turned into a hotel? And that's not happening.
No,
if anything, Turtle Bay would be
growing.
That's
why Turtle Bay is one of the placeholders in this, as is the Reading Rodeo, as is the Asphalt Cowboys, as is everybody down there. It's how do we build back better?
Yep.
Oh, I don't want to put that. No, put it exactly like that. How do we repurpose some of that land so it benefits our community for a much longer time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I talked to Mike, and he's excited about it that, no, Turtle Bay is not going to be torn down.
I think
all.
People forget that the McConnell Foundation actually owns the Arboretum and Gardens. We are a tenant over there, so clearly we have that relationship.
Absolutely.
I think that's something that people, and that part of the South Side also is McConnell ownership, and that's actually a partnership with us. So, you know, it should be a process. It should be, everyone should have, the city citizens or stakeholders, everyone needs to weigh in on that process.
Right.
But whatever comes out of this is going to be really interesting. It might not be exactly what they came into it with, the idea wise, but there's going to be change down there. I think people recognize that, hey, you know, there's all kinds of potential down there that maybe isn't being utilized for the public.
And to make this in such a way that we still keep the ambiance
of
Reading.
It's a riverside. We don't want to mess it up.
We don't want to mess with the river, but we want to have it so that, you know, having an area down there, we can bring in lots of people, like into an arena, update and redo the rodeo ground so you can have more events there.
Yeah.
Turtle Bay to be able to expand their exhibits and that type of thing. Festival of Lights will become 400 million lights that go.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. Okay. The lighting festival.
Yes.
Festival of Lights.
Garden of Lights.
Garden of Lights.
We'll get it. It's only the second year.
It's only the second year. By the time the third year, Garden of Lights, Garden of Lights.
Yep, Reading Garden of Lights.
And again, that's going to be starting next month.
Starting November 19th.
And we're going to be talking about that a lot.
Yep. Presented by Dignity Health. Big thanks to Dignity Health.
Oh, Dignity Health.
Yeah.
Okay, big shout out to them on it. Larger, more expanded, new light structures out there. I don't know what you'd call them.
Light structures.
If you saw it last year, and how many people saw it last year?
Oh, that's a good question. I know we sold over 70,000 tickets, and I mean, obviously, some people went two or three times, something like that. But over 70,000 there,
and that was during COVID. So I would urge people that the tickets are on sale now. That you may want to figure out what day you'd like to go.
Yep, get them now before they're gone.
Get them now because they did sell out.
Yeah,
and there's certain days that they will sell out.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to pick if your family's coming up or if it's just a day you'd like to take your family through, pick that day. Buy the tickets now.
Yep,
and so you'll be guaranteed.
Yeah.
And that information's on our website.
Yeah.
And if you need to talk to a live body, use the number that's posted on the website because that goes to a line where the right people are picking up those calls. because you don't want to forward that to me because I can't fix your ticket. Because
yep.
People just randomly like hit things on the phone tree sometimes, and which I understand. You get frustrated. Phone trees are, right? But as somehow I'm up near the top of the phone tree and I get all kinds of wild calls. It's wonderful. But you don't want to call me about Garden of Lights because I'm going to have to forward you to somebody else. But use those numbers that are posted and you will get to somebody who can actually help you.
Yeah, phone trees. I've gone through phone trees several times. Not with you all. You all are easy to work with. But, you get to the bottom of it and then they put you up to the top again.
Yeah. Yep.
So last thought, Julia.
My last thought is everybody needs to come out. Well, we're having this fantastic weather. It's cooler. Yeah. Things look beautiful. You can walk around Turtle Bay. Our animals are all in their habitats waiting for you to come by and visit.
Lively out there because it's nice yep. and cool, yep. and they like that.
And do remember, we are not open on Mondays and Tuesdays this season, so yes. if you come to the door, it's very disappointing. We see a lot of small children crying outside our door.
Yep.
So
their faces pushed up.
Right. Yeah. And then our hours are abbreviated also, so we're 9 to 4 weekdays, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then 10 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. David, I'm holding you personally responsible for the Garden of Light.
Yes. RedandGardenOfLights.org. Get your tickets. Open November 19th through New Year's. Also our New Year's party, so mark your calendars for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank hit the ground running. It's been helping people since the day they opened up. They're moving their dreams forward. Three branches, one in Tehama County in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street right here in town. And, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center and soon to be a new branch in Anderson. Yeah, it's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nurseries open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at estategranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. It is 48 degrees out there. Air quality index is 26 and good. The time is 7:35 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They have a great selection of jewelry. Really good prices. Everything from estate jewelry to specially designed jewelry, all at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Good people. We totally, totally endorse them. I'm here with Debbie Stokes from the AAUW Home Tours. You do this, well, you used to do it every year, I guess, until COVID hit.
Yes.
And now we're starting it again.
Yes, this is our 50th time. We call it the 50th anniversary, although technically last year was the 50th anniversary. But of course we had to cancel it last year, and instead we asked our members to contribute, and you know, we got a fair amount of money. This is a fundraiser, but we're so happy to have it back and to really do, I think, a spectacular job on presenting it this year.
Now, tell us what AAUW is.
AAUW is the American Association of University Women. It's been in existence for about 140 years, and in Reading since about 1942. It was started by a small group of women, including Edna Eaton at the time, who was kind of a mover and shaker. And it's for women.
Like from the Eaton House?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. At the time, they wanted women who had completed college. She hadn't quite completed college, but they let her in anyway. And now we have membership available for people who have an AA degree, a BA degree, or advanced degrees. But we've been a supporter of scholarships for women and now others who are at Chester College and going on to a four-year degree, and also at Simpson and local colleges. And we also provide some money for advanced degrees.
Okay. And one of the ways that you raise money is your annual home tour. Mm-hmm. And what is that?
Yeah, this is the primary way. Well, every year we have a few homes to tour through, private homes, and we always have an art show too. And this year we are going to have the Eaton House on the tour because we had it a few years ago. It was very popular. But this year we're going to have the upstairs open, so people will be able to see the upstairs, which just happened recently.
Now, are these homes in town?
Yes, all these homes are in town. They're all relatively close together. They're three of them are extremely close together, and we have, like I say, five of them. It's going to be interesting this year because we have a really eclectic grouping. We have one geodesic dome house. We have another house that has been remodeled and it would be perfect for anybody retired. We have a beautiful home on the river, the Eaton House, as I've said, and then we have our art show at the Carter House.
Okay.
North Valley Art League.
Now, so people come and they tour through the house, and you have Dawson's there.
Right.
And to talk about the home and all this. Plus, it gives people an opportunity to see homes right here in town.
Right, right. And, you know, one of our homes, as I say, is a real show place, and the other two are very interesting. The geodesic dome home was built about 40 years ago. It's one of the very few geodesic dome homes, I think, in Northern California, probably still existing. And it's interesting because they have a geothermal cooling. They have big tubes that go down into the earth and bring up cool air. Also, what's unique about the tour this year is all three of our homes have wood shops. And I think that'll really interest, you know, some men. The geodesic dome house has a huge wood shop in the back. Another of our homes has about an 800 square foot, wood shop. And then the third wood shop is smaller, but it would be interesting to somebody who would be setting up a small wood shop at their home.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
The geodesic home, where is that located approximately in town? I don't want to give the address, but yeah. Approximately in town.
It's near Shasta College.
Okay.
And as I say, it was built 40 years ago by the people currently living in it. And they started out with 60 triangular shapes that they had to put together. And then all of the woodwork and the cabinetry has to be pretty much custom because it has to fit in the round. So
yeah, it has to be circled.
Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah. So that's all custom also. So the individual who owns the home is very skilled, and that's one reason he has this gigantic workshop. He also makes bowls and all kinds of things.
Wow.
in the workshop.
I really like the idea where they put the pipe 60 feet down into the earth.
Right.
And that keeps a constant temperature in the house. Is that right, or does it work for heating also, or...?
No, this is primarily for them. This is cooling. It brings up cool air in the summer.
Okay.
And I'm not sure, but I imagine they have a way to kind of shut it off in the in the winter. Yeah. But you know, according to the owners, at the very worst, like on 115 days here, it's maybe about 85 in the house, and then they might have to turn on, you know, a little cooling. But otherwise, it's fine.
Well, I know that they also have where there's hot springs and all this too, that people have used that in a variety of different places to warm their houses.
Right.
Also, so yeah. It stands to reason if you go down in the ground that you could keep it cool. Well, that sounds interesting. How do people, Debbie? How do people sign up for this?
Well, there are various outlets that you can buy. You can buy tickets at. I could read them off, but I don't have the list right here in front of me. But all of the holiday markets in town are selling them.
Okay.
And then you can also go to aauwreading.com, and you can buy them there also.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's only $20. We haven't raised the amount this year, even though you get five different venues to visit this time. And I do want to emphasize that we will be expecting people to wear masks, so we
sure.
Would appreciate it if people wear masks, although there will be paper masks available if you've forgotten your mask.
Okay. Yeah, because you're going to be inside.
Right.
And
in private homes.
In private homes, right.
Yeah.
Wow. This sounds like, as usual, another great tour that you all put on, and you've been doing it. This is your 50th year. Well, it's really your 51st, but we don't count 2020.
Right.
Everything in 2020 doesn't exist. In fact, me using the term 2020, I just broke my New Year's resolution. Never to say 2020, you know, when 2021 came. But now I'm going to have to say in 2022, never to say 2020 or 2021. Again, but this is a great event. It raises money for a super cause, and helping women finish their degrees. And this is the AAUW, which is the
American Association of University Women.
Right.
I should also mention something about the art show because it is going to be at the North Valley Art League at the Carter House. Gallery, and it's going to be this year for something different. We're going to have the gallery open from 11 to 4 on Thursday and Friday, the 4th and 5th, and so people can come by at that time to view the art and also to purchase the art, although they won't be able to pick it up until after the home tour is done. And then if they're on the home tour, of course, it'll be a venue that you visit. And we will have, as we've always had, little old ladies with homemade cookies and tea and coffee available there.
Little old lady, yeah. Like anybody's described you like that.
Yeah.
No. Now, for more information, people go to?
AAUWReading.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they can see that.
Yeah.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We do, yeah.
Okay. So you also have a Facebook page.
Right.
And a big shout out and thanks to people who volunteer their homes for this.
Oh, yeah. It's incredibly generous, especially, you know, it was – when we first started saying we're going to do it this year, it was like, well, will anybody even want to have their home open? And so the people, we really appreciate the people, you know, stepping up and volunteering to do this. Cause, you know,
yeah, I admire people like that. We've been asked before. We have a home downtown. And I just didn't have the money it was going to take for Linda to redo the whole house. Wow, we got to paint the kitchen. Oh, we got to paint the dining room. We got. And I went, I think it's better if we just go to other people's houses, honey. And so, anyway,
yeah.
This is a great thing. You'll have a great time seeing these. I can't wait to go see the dome house. And then, like you said, all these other houses, you know, one that's built for retirees.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I imagine things are built in such a way that it helps a person who's a retiree get around and find things. And,
yeah, it's been beautifully remodeled and, it has like a roll-in shower. Not that they need it, but it's, you know, anticipating that could happen. And, you know, it's two bedroom, but it's a very generous two bedroom and perfect, you know, for if you want to downsize a bit. And,
a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
If you can find a place, you know, you've got a 4,000 square foot house and it's time, you know, the kids are gone. It's time to do it.
Right, right. So. And I think it'll give people some ideas about what they could do.
Yeah.
You know, to downsize.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Debbie Stokes from the American Association of University Women for the home tour. And I hope it's a huge success this year.
We hope so, too.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to take Carl, before we go. Linda just called and said there was no date given for a house tour.
When is it going to be?
Oh, sorry. Yes, that would be good. November 6th from 10 to 3:30.
November 6th. Thanks, Linda. Thanks, hon. She listens, even if she's not here. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a quick break here. Hey, Hawes Farms is now open. It's fall fun with family night every Thursday night, featuring go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, and playland. Also, all haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday at Hawes Farms out on Deschutes Road. For tickets are available at the gate or online at HawesFarms.com. And I have a family pack of four to the Screaming Haunt Pass, so you can get into the scary. I've given away all my entries into Hawes Farm, and now I'm giving away four tickets for the Screaming Haunt Pass. Call 605-4567. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Botland is on assignment. It's Tuesday, 7:51 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell and her team have been helping people since 1993. They are experts when it comes to not only your insurance needs, but your financial needs. In fact, you can get a second opinion on your retirement plans or 401s. Just by calling Judy for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Yeah. In case you haven't seen it, that the there's been a big pushback on these mandated vaccines. Southwest Airlines. That Southwest says 1,800 flights were canceled. Well, due to weather and some FAA problems. No. It doesn't appear to be that way. I mean, there could have been part of it. I'm not saying they're lying, but it appears that the pilot said, nope, I just don't feel like flying today. And so it really was a pushback. There's been a photo, and I can't tell you if it wasn't staged or it was even Photoshopped. But I did see it. Something had a Southwest airline, and out of the window where the pilot sits was one of those don't tread on me flags. Which was kind of interesting. Last night they had a rally about the October 18th. I think it's the 18th of the walkout, or keep your kids out of school. And in this, they had teachers that were protesting this and saying, hey, you know what? If you're going to force me to do that, I cannot teach. I'm a no test, no vaccine guy. My heart is not in for shutting down the schools. I love my class. I love teaching. And we have to draw a line and not complain. Not comply because we're not getting vaccinated. And neither will our kids unless we want them to. I think that's the bottom line on this, is if they don't want their kids vaccinated, they're not going to be forced into it. I think that you're seeing, you know, the National Guards coming into, you know, a hospital due to the fact that they're losing medical personnel. Now, I don't know if it's just because they are, quote, overrun with COVID, even though the cases now seem to be dropping. But about 70% of the Shasta Unified High School District certified staff and teachers are vaccinated. However, when you get to Oak Run, I believe it's Oak Run, at Anderson Union, about 41% of the staff is not vaccinated. And the superintendent down there is making plans to have staff cover classes of teachers who don't show up. Worst case scenario, he'll have students move into a gym where they can be supervised by school staff. And like I said, the Oakland Elementary School Board decided to close school on October 18th. The school only has 10 members and about 60 students. Well, it's kind of, you know, when you've got 60 students and you've got, you know, half not show up and half the teachers. If that's what happens, you know, one day is not enough. 2 weeks may not be enough. We're not going to have school, according to Mr. Falkerson out there. We will not have a school if this mandate takes place. We have to set an example. And this is one of the Oak Run Elementary Chief Business Officer, Tiffany Fulkerson, said the school schools as far away as Southern California have been emailing her to ask how they can start the walkout in their districts. She was, in fact, Ms. Fulkerson was speaking at last week's gathering about what to do. And she says, and let me go back and restate this, we will not have a school if the mandate takes place. We have to set an example. One day is not enough. 2 weeks may not be enough. This mandate could wipe our entire school off the map. Our students need us. Very interesting. John Gruden, coach, I should say, former coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, resigned or was fired yesterday. I'm not sure.
I think he resigned.
I think he resigned because of emails that were written before he was working back in the, you know, he worked in the NFL and then he was out for a long time. Then he came back for emails where he described Goodall, who is the commissioner of the NFL, he called him names. He described him in, very specific language that was very offensive to some people. And so that and other emails from before he was a coach have come back, and he is now no longer has a job. They described it as homophobic, racist, and misogynist. So I don't know what the email said. I saw what he called Goodall.
I'm reading through some of it.
It was pretty specific what he called it.
Yeah, it actually hits all three of those things.
Does he hit all three of them? Okay. Yeah. But you know, the one about the racist though, and he had a trope, whatever that is, about the union, one of the union leaders for the NFL Players Association. But he's got other black players that have worked with him for years that there's, you know, that's not the man we know. That's not the way he's acted. So again, these are emails from years ago that come back to haunt you and to get you canceled. And John Gruden was canceled. Las Vegas Raiders were already having enough problems as it is. So losing the head coach, I'm sure, is not going to not going to help them very much. Not only that, but it's probably, you know, Gruden's a pretty decent coach. You know, he's not the greatest, but he's not the worst. I imagine this is going to put him out of football for a long time. Maybe not. Maybe somebody else will pick him up, but I got a feeling it's going to be a couple years. Now, he did have this huge contract. He just had like a 10-year contract, and it's like, what was it, $40 million or something like that for 10 years? Oh, it was a lot of money. So I don't know what happens if you're fired. Can they say fired for cause? You know, but the way they write contracts, who knows? If you spit on the sidewalk, you can be fired. I'm not sure. Anyway, John Gruden's out. That was big news last night during the Monday night football game. When we come back, we have Shasta Regional Medical Center will be joining us. We're going to be talking about COVID. We're going to be talking about other things that are going on over there. The fact that National Guard are in the area, are they at Shasta Regional? And what do they do there? I don't think they're there, but I could be totally wrong on this. It's happened before. Now, I want to remind everybody that the Benton Air Fair is going to be this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. down at the Benton Air Park, 103rd anniversary of Benton Air Park. They're going to have a 300-plus car show there. It's sponsored by Cool April Nights. Military vintage and warbird aircraft on display, and the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute demonstration team will be forming twice that day, once between 10 and 11 a.m., and again between 1 and 3 p.m. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
City in Texas, including businesses.
Governor Greg Abbott issued the executive order Monday and added the issue to the agenda for lawmakers to address during the ongoing special session. He wants them to pass a similar ban into law. Abbott, who received the vaccine, says while they are encouraged, they must always be voluntary for Texans. This comes as the Biden administration is set to issue rules requiring employers with more than 100 workers to be vaccinated or test weekly. Two Texas-based airlines, American and Southwest, have said they would abide by the federal mandate. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, they're preparing to kick the can down the road a bit.
Members of the U.S. House of Representatives returned to the nation's capital today to vote on temporarily extending the federal government's borrowing power to December. The Senate passed the debt limit extension Thursday night, approving $480 billion in new borrowing. The extension will avoid a first-ever federal default.
That's correspondent Mike Rossia. While Southwest Airlines blames the weather and air traffic control issues for its ongoing flight delays and cancellations,
the Federal Aviation Administration, which runs the air traffic control, pushed back against that explanation, noting that other airlines were not experiencing problems to the same extent that Southwest was.
Aviation industry writer David Koenig, the Southwest Pilots Union, denying reports that its members have been staging a work slowdown to protest the carrier's vaccine mandate. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks currently mixed. Right now, the Dow is up 41 points. The NASDAQ trading 9 points lower, the S&P 500 index up a fraction of a point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
It is slow going for an investigation of a devastating explosion at 11 East Port. The BBC's Sebastian Usher with an update.
The explosion at the port in Beirut on August the 4th last year still casts a dark shadow over Lebanon, but increasingly people there are losing faith in any genuine accountability being achieved over the disaster. For the second time in the past few weeks, the probe into the blast has been suspended. Two former ministers have lodged a legal complaint against the lead judge, Tarek Bitar. The two were meant to attend questioning this week. Earlier today, Mr. Bitar issued an arrest warrant for one of them, the former finance minister Ali Hassan Khalil, after he failed to show up for his scheduled session.
Russia reaffirming opposition to any U.S. military presence in Central Asia, delivering its message to a visiting senior U.S. diplomat, Under Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, now in Moscow. News and analysis at townhall.com. China pledging $230 million to set up a fund to protect so-called biodiversity in developing countries.
President Xi Jinping, speaking by video to a UN conference, has called on other countries to contribute to what is called the Kunming Biodiversity Fund. The week-long meeting marks the formal start of a new round of global talks on protecting the world's plants and animals from extinction. The world has so far failed to reach most of the current 10-year goals, known as the Aichi Biodiversity Targets, set in Japan in 2010. Environmental group Greenpeace says countries need to focus on not just setting new targets, but also meeting them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The International Monetary Fund slightly downgrading its outlook for the global recovery from the pandemic recession. Then on Wall Street, the Dow's up 21 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 12th of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Linda, of course, it's Tuesday, and she's on assignment this morning. And the Jared's here with the weather and more.
Good morning. It's currently 48 degrees. Today we have a red flag warning until 7 p.m. It's going to be sunny with a high of 71 with a slight chance of showers tonight and a low of 49. Tomorrow we have a slight chance of showers, and it's going to be sunny with a high of 69, a low of 47. Thursday, a high of 75, a low of 51. Friday, a high of 80, a low of 50. On Saturday, we have a high around 82 with a low around 52. And Sunday, high near 81 and a low around 51.
Okay.
And it's
what?
Gumbo Day.
It's
Gumbo.
Gumbo Day. Oh, I like gumbo. The weather report.
They're told nowhere outside of New Orleans, though.
No, yeah, well, that's true. If you get it down in New Orleans, it's everything else after that is a fake. The AQI is 24, real good here. It's going to be a beautiful day, like you heard. The weather reports and the AQI brought to you by, excuse me, Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran-owned business stationed in Anderson. Hey, all the propane comes out of one big tank. It's the customer service that makes a difference. And Shasta Gas Propane makes the difference. Great customer service. Discounts for seniors. Discounts for veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the Shasta Regional Medical Center CEO, and Dr. Ian Grady of the North Valley Breast Clinic. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Casey, I want to get this off the plate right at the beginning, and it was in the paper front page that the National Guard is coming in. But do you have National Guard over at the Shasta Regional Medical
Center? No. We were able to take advantage of a state program to bring in travelers. We specifically had a need for nurses, so we could surge censuses up a little higher than usual for this time of year. And so I think we got about 15 to 20 travelers from the state that the state was able to send up. And we've been able to kind of do a little surge planning. And so things are starting to taper off, though, which is good, because it's been August and September were just terrible, really hard.
The when we talk about the number of people that are in the hospital, the vast majority of them have not been vaccinated. Is that true?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's correct.
And it seems like you have people dying of all ages, age groups in this.
Yeah,
well, I mean, not teenagers or kids, but people in their 30s. And
yeah, most of the first of all, most of the positive cases now are basically from the younger population, and we don't see as many of the older people coming in because they're generally vaccinated or they've had COVID already. We're starting to see this last surge has been you know, 40s, 50s, 30s even. So it's been a little more targeting that particular population.
The people that have that come in with COVID, what are the symptoms?
Fever, cough.
Is the Delta gamma or the is it Delta? Yeah, is Delta got different symptoms than regular COVID at all?
I don't believe so. What I do understand about it is it's much more transmittable, mm-hmm. and definitely can leads to kind of a higher acuity patient. And we're seeing a lot more patients on ventilators than we were before, and but again, it's starting to taper off, and hopefully we've turned that corner, because it's been this is the third wave we've had, and this one's not, the other two weren't even close.
Okay, is there another one coming? I know you looked down the road.
I left my
five
crystal
years.
Ball in the truck.
You know, but I heard that moo. Is it moo?
Yeah.
The moo.
Well, again, as long as the rest of the world isn't going to get vaccinated, we're going to start seeing more variants pop up. This is how it works.
Okay. All right. So now, what about booster shots?
Well, they've been approved for a certain population. So, it just depends what camp you're on, what side of the fence you're on. I got mine. So,
And what's the booster do for you?
It just gives you kind of a little extra. Sometimes these, it's like, remember we talked about the perfect.
Oh, I use that all the time. Yeah, the perfect and the leaky one.
So this one's a leaky vaccine, so sometimes it needs a booster, just like a flu shot. Some of the old ones, sometimes you need a booster for measles and rubella.
I just got a booster for my tetanus shot.
Yeah.
Because it's been, I don't know how many years they do, but they give you a booster for tetanus.
We should probably let the doctor weigh in a little bit.
I just like throwing you underneath the truck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
But we're here with Dr. Grady from North Valley Breast Breast
Clinic.
Clinic.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I have those, clinic, the word clinic and mayonnaise. I have problems with that.
One of the reasons why I wanted to have Dr. Grady here is because, I watch a lot of football, and they've been throwing a statistic around in football that over the last 18 months, about 90% of the screenings that should be done for cancer haven't been done. And that's a pretty an astonishing number. I don't know where they get that number, but probably Medicare claims data or something. But I thought we should probably talk about that, because we're seeing sicker people come into the hospital, and I got to imagine you're seeing the same thing.
What we're seeing is a lot of people who put off their screening during COVID, for fear of, going to a clinic setting where there might be people with whom they can get infected. Also, there's been some concern about the vaccine in terms of causing, some increase in size of lymph nodes and things like that. And so there's been some advice from some of the national societies to delay screening. I think that's in error. But for both of those reasons, we've been seeing a delay in screening, and as a result, we've been seeing a lot of really nasty, locally advanced breast cancers lately, more so than usual.
Well, let me just say this. Is last year, I don't know if a lot of people know, but some people know, is that Linda got really ill and was in the hospital for 4 days with a breast infection. And it was Dr. Grady who successfully fought this to a good conclusion here. So I can tell you that the treatment that you get down at Dr. Grady's place is just first rate. You don't have to wait around in the sense of being tested, and you have to wait a week to find out if you're sick. You've got all the equipment right there test the same day, and you get the results back while she's there.
That's right.
So I have nothing but the highest accolades for you and what you did for Linda.
Thank you.
But this is what I heard. It's also colonoscopies. All of these tests that for types of cancer that if you catch it early, mm-hmm. colonoscopies, cervical and breast cancer, you catch it early, you've got a great chance of survival.
Yes.
A super high chance of survival if you catch it early.
Yeah, if you catch a breast cancer in stage zero or stage one, your survival after treatment is no different from the population that doesn't have breast cancer.
Wow.
It's when you get to stage two or stage three that your survival starts to drop. And so the whole emphasis of cancer control over the last 50 years has been early detection through screening.
Now, the part of the collateral damage of COVID and locking everything down was just what we're talking about now. You're seeing breast cancer that people were not checked for a whole year, and it gave a chance for the cancer to grow at that point.
Yes, and we've been seeing a lot of stage 2, a lot of stage 3 cancers, very nasty cancers that require a lot more in the way of treatment, a lot of chemotherapy, more extensive surgery than otherwise they would need, radiation therapy. All of this, I think, is could have been ameliorated greatly if people had just done their screening on time. But that's somewhat water under the bridge now. But right. It's important that people now, proceed with their screenings as they should.
Okay. We're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, and he brought with him Dr. Ian Grady from the North Valley Breast Clinic. We're talking breast cancer awareness, and we're going to take a quick break here. Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 261-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing. Insurance companies have lawyers. Employers have lawyers. Why not have a lawyer that will be fighting for you? That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call again at 530-262-2168. We'll be right back. 48 degrees here at 8:15 in the morning.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside seasons. Score with our new Game Grub Buffet. Free spins, kickoff for cash and prizes. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard, win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football, we live it. At Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bodlin is on assignment this morning and 8:19 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, sunny. Hey, if you've suffered from an orthopedic injury, strain, or sprain, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. That's in the Sunset Shopping Center down there. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are standing there ready to help you as you get a little bit older and you've been doing weird things like cleaning your gutters, riding horses, or anything like this. You may have a few strains and sprains. They'll get you back into shape. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030 today. I'm with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Ian Grady of the North Valley Breast Clinic. For screenings for women? I mean, they talk about the self-exam, but mm-hmm. where that helps, it's not really, it really doesn't catch everything.
Well, the whole idea behind breast cancer screening and breast cancer control these days is to catch a breast cancer before you can feel it. When you can feel a breast lump that's a cancer, it's typically stage two. Okay. And what you want to have is one that, if you're going to have one, you want to have one that's stage zero or stage one. And you can only pick that up through imaging. Traditionally, mammography, annual mammography, over 40 has been the standard screening, but as time has gone on, we've realized that there are certain population groups that are at higher risk than the average person. People with increased breast density, for example, people who have a family history, people who have a personal history of breast cancer, it turns out, have a higher risk of having another one. And so for these people, we do a little bit of additional screening, which is sometimes referred to as supplemental screening, and we do that usually with ultrasound. There are other technologies, but ultrasound turns out to be the most widely used.
And how does ultrasound work?
Ultrasound is a type of imaging study that doesn't use radiation. It just sort of, it's like sonar. It sort of pings your breast, and you can see things within the breast that return as an echo that are suspicious, and then you can go ahead and direct a biopsy at those things if you need to.
Okay. Now, a biopsy is when you put a needle in mm-hmm. and take a sample of what that object
is. Yeah, you numb it up, you put the needle in, take a couple of samples, and then you send them off to the pathologist so they can take a look at them under the microscope. And that really is the definitive way of finding out if something is a cancer.
Now, some women just have, like you said, they have dense breast, and they'll have lumps in them that will be benign. But you can't tell, though.
Well, it's a mammographic finding. It's sort of, most mammograms are pretty black, and, breast cancer would show up as a white spot. Okay, so that's pretty easy to see. But when people have breast density, they have this white background nodularity. So you're looking for the white lump against the white background, somewhat like looking for a polar bear in a snowstorm. And, you want to find the polar bear before you can see its nose. So we use additional imaging in those people, imaging which is not affected by density, to help detect cancers that you would otherwise miss on mammogram.
So if you've got, say your grandmother had breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
that's something then that you should be aware of and that to be tested for it.
Yes, I mean, that increases your risk. The way you figure out what your risk is, you can do this actually online. There are certain mathematical models you can plug in things about your history, including your family history, and then you can calculate your risk. It turns out if you're 15%, you know, average person is like 8%, has an 8% risk. If you're 15%, you're moderate risk. If you're more than 20%, you're high risk. And then you want to, if you are in the higher risk categories, you want to do a little bit more in terms of your imaging to try to catch things, because cancers in higher risk people appear younger and they grow faster.
Okay. One of the things that, can a breast infection go into cancer?
No, it can't. It doesn't go into breast cancer, but there are breast cancers that look like breast infections. There are sneaky breast cancers that can look like infections. And, I've been sandbagged more than once, and I think pretty much everybody in the field has been sandbagged more than once. And so you have to be very vigilant. If you're treating a breast infection and it's not getting better, you have to think about the fact that it might be an indolent cancer, and that can prompt you to do a biopsy.
You know, I know more probably about these things than the average person should know because of what Linda went through. And it's amazing the things that cause breast infections. But going back to breast cancer, so if you've got it in your family, is lifestyle have an impact on cancer?
We think that breast cancer, I mean, it depends on the cancer. For example, there's some cancers that are very lifestyle related. For example, lung cancer and cigarette smoking. It's that association is so strong that people had, you know, realized there was a problem by the 1930s. And but breast cancer is more subtle, and we think that breast cancer is more of a genetic error in replication. It's, and there are lifestyle influences that can influence, like being overweight can make it more common. Alcohol can make it more common, although you have to drink a lot. And there's other things, you know, family history can have an influence, but mainly it happens by random chance.
Random chance. You never can win the lotto, can you?
Well,
except maybe in this sense.
It's actually sort of surprising it doesn't happen more often, because if you think about it, you got all these cells in there, you know, and when the cell divides, it has to copy its DNA. So it's making a copy of 3.2 billion base pairs, okay? So that whole process happens, and then the cell divides. If there's an error in that copying process, then you end up with a cell that's dysfunctional. It doesn't work right. It's a cancer cell. And that's how cancers get started. There are environmental factors that can make that more common, and then there are family history factors that can make that more common. But that's basically what happens.
Well, you know, you always hear chemotherapy, other things that you can treat this with. Are there new treatments coming down the line that show promise?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There are new, especially in the chemotherapy world. There are new treatments almost every 6 months. And the big advance in the last few years has been what's referred to as neoadjuvant chemotherapy, where instead of doing surgery first and then following up with chemotherapy, you do the chemotherapy first. There is some thinking that that has an improved survival, because you can identify people that don't respond to chemotherapy that way. So, I mean, anything which is like a stage 2, anything which is more than 2 centimeters, actually these days, anything which was more than 1.5 centimeters, is better treated with, you know, up to, you know, with state-of-the-art medications before you go for surgery. And that's been really the biggest sea change in the last 5 years.
What about the idea of cells taking, if I read this, that they're a way of treating so that your body fights it better
There's all sorts of treatments that are under investigation these days. There's a huge new technology available these days called CRISPR, which is actually a way to edit DNA in cells. And there's thinking that you can use in some future time, we'll be able to use this technology to edit people's genomes to make them less susceptible to cancer, and maybe to treat cancers as well. So there's just a ton of research money going into this, and there's a lot of new technologies that are very promising coming out. We'll just have to sort of see what shakes out over time.
Wow. It's constant, which is good. And we had Pramila Dhanuka on, Dr. Dhanuka, who's an oncologist, and we're talking about lung cancer, too, of course. And she says, it's funny, she says everybody associates lung cancer with smoking, but most of the people that get lung cancer haven't smoked. So, you know, a large percentage, I shouldn't say most, but a large percentage, where all the money is, you know, poured into breast cancer, but it's not as much as poured into lung cancer. I don't know if that's a psychological thing or what, you know, well, you know, they've got lung cancer. They must have smoked for 30 years. You know, when you get a 12-year-old with lung cancer, they haven't smoked for 30 years.
Yeah, one of the reasons is the big tobacco settlements. I mean, there have been some historical settlements, and that money's been put aside to help people that have been injured by the products. But
well, we're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Ian Brady of the North Valley Breast Clinic. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Casey, I want to talk about a couple of things happening over at Shasta Regional.
Oh, okay.
Especially as I've been telling people, the idea we're going to have residents come rolling through there.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the new things that you all are doing. I also talk about the TAVR valve replacement. When I tell people, they've never heard of it. And I said, you know, when I tell them about it, they just, you know, they're, oh, come on. I said, no, this is, you know.
It's impressive technology.
It's an impressive technology. Really, and speaking of impressive technology, Reading Electric Utility, they just celebrated their 100th anniversary when our city fathers bought the power, the electric utility, which has saved about $30 million a year. For the customers at REU, they have literally built a fire break around Reading for their transmission lines. Reading Electric Utility, if you're looking at getting an electric car, they have rebates for the cost of your vehicle and the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
$75,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See WinRiver.com for more information.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Reading Heating and Air, Sinorama, Reading Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop-In. Love this place. I moved to Reading recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full-time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop-In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies
and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:33 in the morning. Gosh, it's already up to 49 degrees here. It's sunny. On the 12th, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors that like to go out and party it up. They've had enough. Okay, maybe party it up is too strong, but I think they do. Gourmet chefs there, great places to live, beautiful facility. Northern California's premier retirement community. They welcome pets. And if you want more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Arrange for a tour. Have lunch with everybody there. That's River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. I'm with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Ian Brady of North Valley Breast Clinic. And one of the things you've talked about, Casey, is you all are becoming a teaching hospital, or how do you?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We're looking at specializing in primary care, and so we'll have internal medicine residents, which is something that's been a pretty big shortage in this area for a long time. The first year will be 8 coming on. The second year will be another 8, and third year will be another 8, and then that will graduate our first class. So we'll have 24 students at a time.
24
residents at a time, yeah.
And how long are they there?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how does the resident program work? They've graduated from medical school.
Right.
They are, quote, officially doctors, right?
Yeah, but then they pick a specialty or a subspecialty. It just depends. And internal medicine is kind of one of the specialties that people advance further into a subspecialty like cardiology or GI.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're looking to, you know, obviously trying to keep them in the community, get them hooked up with maybe Shasta Community Health Center or even the Ready Rancheria, just so we can have some more internal medicine physicians, because a lot of practices are closed and not taking new patients.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And it's difficult finding a doctor for some people because now Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you all are at.
Well, we have the medical group, Shasta Regional Medical Group as well.
Right.
And we've actually been pretty fortunate. We've picked up a few more providers over the last 2 months, so we're able to start taking new patients again. We do also have another internal medicine doctor that's going to be starting next week, and a lot of people remember Dr. Brito. He's back in town, and so we're real excited about that. And, that's just going to help us manage more complex patients.
Okay. You all are always on the cutting edge. We talked about the TAVR valve replacement. You've got the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system.
Yeah.
But you're always out there looking for new stuff.
Yeah, and I think next month is lung cancer awareness month, and so we're gonna be talking about the low dose CT program that we started last year, where people can come in, and it's the same kind of concept. You know, you got to come in and get screened if you're a 30-pack year smoker, and it's a kind of a decision tree that you go through with your doctor, and then you come in for the scan, and we generally pick up cancers in stage 1 and 2, and that enables a surgical intervention. Stage 3 and 4, it's not as good as catching it early. You got to catch it early.
Right. The what is it exactly then?
It's a special type of scan that we have on our we have a new 128 slice CT scanner that we installed last year, and it it does the special low dose CT. So there's it's a lower radiation dose than normal because you know it's a screening tool and radiation is cumulative, and so we try to limit the amount you're exposed to for the screening test versus some of the diagnostic stuff that we do. So that's, you know, that's...
It picks it up quicker.
Yeah, well, and we've also, again, we've also kind of augmented our we have Dr. Kent Brissett who does the lobectomies and the lung surgeries via the Da Vinci robot, so the outcomes are much better and healing time is quicker. And that's something that we're real excited about as well. We picked up some disease, that's for sure.
Okay. I really kind of exciting about the residence program there. That's, you know, 24 doctors.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work, though.
Well, yeah.
No mistake.
But, Dr. Brady, the having something like this with residents coming in, what kind of impact does that have on our local?
Well, this is a really big positive step. And, you know, residency is really where you learn your trade as a physician. I mean, medical school is all sort of background knowledge, but residency is where you learn your trade. And so as a result, you'll have people that are used to the community, people who like it here, people who are settled here. And this will help a lot in the future with availability of, providers. And it would also, you know, residencies also tend to increase the sort of the level of care. They raise the bar,
right,
and not just within the hospital, but throughout the entire community. And it's really sort of a community effort. I participate in the residency teaching program at Mercy, and we have residents that come through and learn what we're doing. And as a result, when, you know, a lot of them stay in the community, they go out and establish practices, then they're really practicing much more state-of-the-art medicine. So the whole level of care in the community goes up. It's a very positive development.
You know, I really like the idea that, you know, if you could get half of them, that'd be great. If you get all of them, that'd be, you know, perfect. But but if you could get half of them to stay in our community, like you said, that more doctors raises a level,
mm-hmm,
of because, you know, I know that you all are constantly learning.
I yes.
mean, reading, mm-hmm, studying, seeing new techniques. I know both my brothers do. You know, they're both doctors, brother-in-laws, and they're constantly trying to keep up on everything that's happening. I have to ask this, though. The government.
Oh.
The government is, and hearing from both of them, one lives in Tennessee and one lives here right here in California. They're getting, I mean, they're in a, and they both have private practices. They're getting pressured all the time by the government, especially here in California. You know, do this, do that. I guess there's a new bill they're looking at that doctors have malpractice insurance, but now there's a new bill working its way through Sacramento that says, well, we can also go after your personal accounts.
Yeah, I think that's going to be highly unlikely, but it will definitely get a pretty strong challenge from the other side of the industry.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it is. It will. There is a lot of pressure, though, practicing and as being a provider and then also being running a hospital or a clinic. You know, there's just a lot of rules. Once you start billing Medicare and Medicaid, you know, there's a whole lot of rules that come with that, and there's just more and more of them every year, and they get a lot more restrictive, and it's a difficult time right now, for sure.
Does it get to a point where doctors who have got individual practices, is it, and Dr. Grady, I'll ask you this, I mean, just in general, not you specifically, at what point does it get where you just go, you know, this is just, that was the last one. That's the last, you know, that is the last thing.
I suppose as you get closer to retirement, that, you know, it becomes less tolerable. But, you know.
Yeah, I imagine.
COVID hasn't helped either.
Yeah, exactly.
See, if I live another 30 years, so I have enough money to last the next 30 years, you know, that was it. Thank you, Gavin.
Yeah. I think I don't actually see the government as that big an impediment. I see.
Okay.
Well,
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, it's government, I think, is, you know, where we have a lot of problems are with private insurance carriers, commercial insurance. Right. That is becoming much more restrictive in terms of what we can do. There's some services we can't offer same day anymore simply because the insurance companies don't allow it. And there's, you know, I have a full-time employee that just does authorizations, that just talks to insurance companies about getting tests done that we need to get done. And that, you know, that's an extra expense, that's an extra hassle that delays patient care. And, I mean, that's where I really see the big problem. I don't see government, I mean, Medicare in particular is not that restrictive. They don't require prior authorization. They can come back in retrospect and go after you, but they generally leave you alone. It's the private insurance companies that are really, really sort of clamping down. And it's just a never ending sort of cat and mouse game. So we have, for example, for MRI authorizations, I have a list of what we call magic words that you have to say in order to get your MRI authorized, for example, with the insurance companies. I mean, it's just
magic words.
Magic words, yeah. And so, I mean, it's just, that's where I really see the big problem. There's a lot of regulation, but it's not really coming from the government so much as from the private insurance carriers.
You know, people say you must be in constant battle with the FCC. And I go, no, always been helpful. However, those are just in that one segment that I deal with. If somebody, you know, words that go out over the air that shouldn't go out, and they can come back and haunt me real quick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the FCC doesn't believe in warnings. They just hit you with a fine on that. But it's the kind of thing you can work with people in the government. However, healthcare is so personal with people. That, you know, like the, you know, during COVID, during the height of COVID, emergency rooms were almost empty.
Yeah, no, we had some, once those tents go out up in front of the hospital for screening, the volume definitely drops because people stay away. That's just a fact, and that's how it works. And that's unfortunate because, you know, sometimes they do need to be seen, and a lot of stuff goes undetected because they're not being seen regularly.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by my favorite barber, my barber of choice, the best barber, the best barber shop in the world, as far as I can surmise, because it's the only place I get my hair cut for the last 14 years. And, of course, that's Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only at 244-9478 to make an appointment. It's man's last stronghold. At Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making ends. I've got to make it show, yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott, and we have, I'm just writing notes, all types of notes here, and circling them to remind me to do things here. It is, of course, Tuesday, the 12th, 8:50 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, beautiful day. And as we talked about during the break, the temperatures have dropped dramatically, which is good. The air quality index is good, yet the fires are still going on. When we were coming back from Sacramento Sunday, it looked like a smoky haze driving north. In fact, enough that I was checking all the news outlets to see if there's another fire going, because we're still in fire season. So we're with Shasta Regional Medical Center today. Casey Fatch is the CEO, but he brought with him Dr. Ian Grady from the North Valley Breast Clinic. For its Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a frequency of screenings.
Well, for breast cancer, we recommend that, you know, certainly everybody over age 40 should get screened every year, okay? And don't let COVID dissuade you. Don't let your COVID vaccination dissuade you. Go ahead with your vaccination on time. Go ahead with your screening on time. If you have a personal history of cancer, then get your vaccination on the other side of the cancer, in case it causes some enlargement of lymph nodes, and we don't have to worry about that so much. If you're higher risk, you have a family history, think about doing screening earlier than age 40. Think about what your breast density is. If your breast density is high, also do some ultrasound. And for breast cancer screening, generally speaking, an appointment is not necessary. Certainly with us, you can just give us a call. We'll get you right in and get you fixed up. But you should have an understanding of what your risk is, and that will inform your decisions about how to proceed with screening.
And you can find that online. But if you don't have a computer, if you've got a family history or
You can come and see us, and we'll calculate it for you.
Oh, okay.
And it's not. I mean, you can't entirely do it online. There are certain factors that are not included in some of the online models, like, you know, people have a history of, you know, previous radiation therapy, that type of thing. But you can get it, you know, if you've been called back for additional studies after a mammogram, you're at higher risk. If you have a family history, you're at higher risk. If you've not had a child by age 21, it turns out you're at higher risk. So there's a lot of risk factors that go into it. If you think you're at higher risk, you know, just, you can come and see us, come see your regular doctors. We can get it figured out for you and get you on the best possible screening program.
Okay.
What's the phone number for your place?
Yeah.
Our phone number is 243-5551.
And you're located right there on Bonaventura?
Yes, we're on Bonaventura just behind,
The shopping center.
Yeah, the shopping center, the little shopping center on Bonaventura and Eureka. We're just behind that.
Right behind Sunset Shopping
Center.
Yes,
exactly.
Right. Hey, Casey, here's a question.
Uh-oh.
If you've not seen a doctor in 30 years, where would be a good place to start?
Shasta Regional Medical Group would be a good place to start.
If you haven't been seen in 30 years.
You should be seen by a primary care physician, and they'll work you up.
And what should a person expect when they haven't seen a doctor in a long time? And do blood tests and all this kind of thing?
I'm
just talking about here. Yeah.
Your primary doctors will take a look at you. They'll talk to you about what's going on, if you're having any symptoms, what your history is. They'll catch up on your labs if you're due for a screening, or they'll help you catch up on that. They'll check your blood pressure. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, they'll see if you've, they're just going to find out where you are. They're going to give you a picture of where you are now.
They will, that's for sure.
And some people, is it unusual to see people that haven't seen a doctor in 10 years?
I wouldn't know. I don't see those people because they don't come.
Oh, that's right. You're different. But do you get people that?
You get some people that haven't been seen by physicians. A lot of times, sometimes if there's nothing wrong with them and they're not sick, they don't see the need to go see a physician. I mean, it happens. It's a little more frequent than you might think.
Yeah, you're in the military. Yep. You don't have you don't have a choice. And if
you're
in the VA system, they want to. Of course, it's your choice, but they want to see you on a regular basis. There,
and you should be seen on a regular basis. I mean,
never can tell.
Nope,
that's right. Yeah. If you catch something early,
there's a lot of health,
Like hypertension.
Yeah,
that can you'll never know about it unless you've been checked.
That's right.
Besides, someplace that not in a drugstore where you stick your arm in the cuff.
Yeah, that's
We've talked about the resident program that's starting.
Uh-huh, yeah.
How are y'all associated with the VA?
We do a fair amount of work with the VA. We've talked about this before. The whole objective is not to have people drive down to Sacramento or San Francisco for care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just the VA system, but that's just in general. We've tried to start programs because we have the medical the professional medical talent up here. We just need to get executives to start programs to keep people to take a look at data and see what people are leaving the area for. And if we can provide the same level of quality, there's no reason why we shouldn't start that program. And we've done that. We've done that with TAVR, and we've done it with a couple of the programs. Certainly the Da Vinci Robotics program has been a big win for us here. So those are a lot of things that people used to have to drive 3 hours for each way.
Why is the Da Vinci XI robotic system good?
Well,
what does that do for people and doctors?
It's a minimally invasive platform that basically, about when you're doing surgery, it's about not disturbing the anatomy as much as possible, and that leads to quicker healing times, and that's certainly something we get with the robot.
But it's easier on doctors too, though.
They sit down at a console. It's a lot more, especially for a lot of the docs that are taller, and when leaning over, you start to develop back problems over the years. And this is definitely a game changer for surgeons because it's going to extend their careers a lot longer.
The idea that it used to be you're in a hospital for 4 or 5 days after a procedure,
right?
Is
yeah, that's gone kind
quickly
of gone.
Going away.
It's gone by the way. I mean, for a lot of hysterectomies, women used to stay in the hospital for 6-7 days. Now sometimes they're out the same day. I mean, it's the technology has gotten so much better, and there's a lot of procedures that are like that that are being done as outpatients versus inpatients.
And the TAVR valve replacement.
You're an inpatient for that, but generally for a day, and that's really unbelievable when you think about having an aortic valve replacement and you're out the next day. That's just unheard. That's, you know, this technology is really a game changer for us.
I know that my dad had a triple bypass, and he was in the hospital for several days. But I remember he was up and walking around very soon right. after that. This was, gosh, in 1983. He was at Duke, which was one of the, yeah. I guess, one a real good place to do it. And he lived in North Carolina. But he was up and walking. They had him up and walking the next day.
Yeah, there's been a whole change in philosophy over the last.
But he was in the hospital for several days.
Yeah, I don't know, 50 yeah. years, where they're trying to get people up and out of bed as soon as they can, get them walking, and really instead of, you know, they, you know, when you used to have a heart attack like in the 50s, it was, you know, a little morphine, dim the lights, and we'll see you on the other side if you make it. But now it's a lot different. We have a lot more interventions, and we try to get people up and walking around and just get things restarted. And that we find that gets people to heal a lot quicker and get them out of the hospital.
Okay. Let me finish up with Dr. Ian Grady from North Valley Breast Clinic. Breast Clinic Awareness Month.
Yes.
Get checked.
Yes, that's right. This is a good time. This is a good time to do your screening. Think about it in October. Think about it on your birthday. We recommend people, you know, and when they're having their birthday, come in and get your breast cancer screening. And then, of course, a lot of people do this in October. About half the female population in the United States that gets screened in October. And so, you know, this is the time to do it. So.
I know that Linda was just involved with the Think Pink. Chicks and Chaps
mm-hmm.
That have all the money they raise goes to staying locally to help people get screenings and other things that have to do with breast cancer. Last thoughts, Casey.
Go Chargers. Sorry, caught me off guard. They're having a hell of a year. That's all I can say.
Go Chargers. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have